Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Aleph. We're learning Simen Yud. Chayyadim says Mitzvah Lirchos Kol Gufay V'Yitvol. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Beis Samach is the mitzvah that a person has a mitzvah to wash his whole body. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention tevila, and the Mishnah Berurah there in Simen Beis Samach does not mention tevila either. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph mentions those who have a minhag to be tovel and Erev Shabbos. He discusses that in the context of the one who washes oneself during the 9 days, and Erev Shabbos he discusses about going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos as well. But he mentions it as it is depends different minhagim in that regard. The Chayyadim seems to say that everybody should have the opportunity; they should also be tovel. The Chayyadim wrote a sefer in regards to Hilchos Shabbos known as Zichru Toras Moshe. It's a separate sefer. It parallels many things which he says here in Hilchos Shabbos. And over there, he mentions the union of Tevila as well. But what's interesting, when people think that this is a Chassidish concept, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reis Samach mentions that you know, a person should be Tevil in a mikvah on Erev Shabbos. The story goes that they say Rav Elchanan Wasserman was tovel in Mikra Erev Shabbos, and they asked him, like, why does he do that? And he said, an interesting response, he said that if tefillah in the mikvah has the power to take somebody who's not Jewish and make him Jewish, that's the last step of the gemurah process, is a tefillah in the mikvah. I have to believe that it's going to help me in my neshama in some way or other when I go to the mikvah. That being said, not many people do not have the minhag to do so, but it's clearly something which is not limited only to the Chassidic community, the concept of being tevil in a mikvah on Erev Shabbos. But the halachic requirement, however, is not tevila. The halachic requirement is rechitza. The person has to wash oneself. The ikir chiyuv of rechitza is called gufa, bechamin, in warm water or hot water, so one should be cleansed. V'miyef shaloi. If the situation is such that a person is in a place where the water is not working, you're the very minimal amount of water. At least a person's face, hands, and feet. Now, the reason why he mentions feet is a place where they tended to go yochef, they tended to go barefoot, so a person's feet were visible, and there was something which at least that should be cleansed. Some poskim suggest that nowadays that we wear shoes, so this halacha wouldn't apply. Obviously, if a person is washing their whole body, they're washing their feet as well. But he means in a scenario where that's impossible, the person is only able to do the minimum. The minimum would really be panav and yod of his face and his hands. Mitzvah halach of roshay, the person has the mitzvah to shampoo their hair. Lito tzeparna b'erev Shabbos, and also one should cut their fingernails on Erev Shabbos. There is a preference in halacha to do it Erev Shabbos, as opposed to early in the week, because it already starts to grow back. This way, before Shabbos, a person has made themselves look presentable because of covered Shabbos. A person should not cut their fingernails on the day before. The Mishnah Berurah points out on Yom Hey, that's clearly inappropriate. A person needs to cut them earlier in the week. They can cut them earlier in the week. V'yizrali swifei tziperanayim al hakavron, v'zorkan rosho. Well, Yakut Siparna Yoda Baragla Biamechot. The Gemara says that because, according to one opinion, the Tzipranayim was the material which was used to cover the bodies of Adam and Chava, the type of material was a protective material which was on their body before the Chet, and that was removed. And Chava was the instigator of the Chet. So the Tzipranayim act as a reminder of the Chet, and they can therefore, when a woman becomes pregnant, which is one of the klalos of Chava, the presence of Tzipranayim acts as a accuser in Shemayim, acts like, as a kategor against the situation, and that could cause, chas v'shalom, the woman to lose her child. So a person should dispose of the fingernails that one cuts properly. And where it says the person just leaves them hanging around, that's considered a rasha. If a person destroys them by burning them or burying them. The assumption in halacha is washing them down the toilet is sufficient. The Vilna Gaon says that this iser or this concern only applies in the place that the fingernails fall immediately. If they're subsequently swept away, they're not. It's not problematic. This obviously this concept is a little bit esoteric. But it's opposed to being the source of being an azar. This is a Gemara which actually says this concept. So this is a halacha. This is a halacha based from a Gemara. That a person should be careful in this regards. And the second point, Yakut Siparniyot the Baraglav, VeYemechod is mentioned in halacha. The appropriate time, preferably to cut one fingernail. This is an ingin else being done chasav shalom to a mace. In the process of tahara of the mace, they cut the fingernails and the toenails. Obviously, at the same time, a living being, we try and separate the two elements from one different days. Toenails on Thursday and fingernails on Friday. Maybe we'll talk one or two more points about this. We're going to move on to the next siman in the next year, and have a good day.